invite you to listen to a devotional from Justin Thornton, who is an Alliance pastor. Before we do that, two scriptures I want to read that will be here on the screen. The first is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 7. Isaiah writes this, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." And Jesus said on the last night before he was crucified, he told his disciples this in John 16:33. "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world." The devotional reads as this: "Our peace should separate us. Like a tree still standing after a hurricane, with rubble and chaos strewn about, our peace should draw the focus of those looking on. It should create questions in the disorder and offer us opportunities to point to the one who orders it all. However, that testimony is not easily obtained. There are times when you can see all the reasons that your life is in disarray. Like blocks on a Jenga tower, a single block is pulled out and you await the structure's inevitable collapse. You ask God, where are you? You can't help but wonder what resources God offers you in this vulnerable season. Have you ever been in a time, have you ever felt this raw? Well, I have good news. We have intimate access to the Prince of Peace. We actually have peace in him. He, Paul says in Ephesians 2:14, is our peace. And as vulnerable as we are, we can turn to the one who is peace and beg him to stand us up in the storm. We can plead that he gives us the miracle of peace in the darkness and the chaos. And as he overwhelms us with peace, peace that we have not seen, but peace that we experience from him, people will take notice. This is one of our greatest testimonies, the testimony that he gives to us of peace. So this morning, as we begin, would you just simply offer to him any areas of chaos or disorder that you see in your life? Would you offer them to him? And as you offer them to him, we will just welcome the one who is peace to bring his peace upon us. Let's go to prayer together. And as we do, just with hearts turned to him, even with hands open to him, if that is a helpful posture, offer to him and surrender to him those places in your life of chaos or disorder. And so as we offer these places of chaos and disorder to you, Jesus, Prince of Peace, you, the one who has come that we might experience the peace of God that transcends all understanding. In this moment, by your Spirit, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, would you bring the peace of the Prince of Peace? Would peace mark this space that we gather in this morning? Wherever there is chaos or disorder, wherever there is division, wherever there are hurts or anger, Lord Jesus, you, the Prince of Peace, we offer these to you that you might replace them with peace. We look forward to the day, King Jesus, when you will rule and reign and your perfect peace will be what defines this broken world. But until that day, as we say, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly to bring that peace, we welcome the peace of God by the Spirit of God. Jesus, Prince of Peace, have your way. Holy Spirit, would you manifest peace in each one here and those who are watching now or tuning in during the week, would you manifest your peace even now in our souls? Father, have your way in these moments. We look to you. Receive our praise as we look to you, the one who brings us joy because you are good, because you are faithful, because you care for us. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen. Amen.
I invite you to stand and sing with us this morning.
Still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met of wandering love. Oh, morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. How world of sin, where meek souls still
Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord."
Gift of Jesus. We thank you that in sending him, you've shown your faithfulness to us. We praise you that you're the same God who keeps his promises. You say age to age, though the earth may pass away, your word remains the same. Your history can prove there's nothing you can't do. You're faithful and true. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast. And then my heart learned when you speak a word, it will come to pass. Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. From the rising sun to the setting, same, I will praise your
Yes, Lord, great is your faithfulness to me, to us, the God who makes and fulfills promises. Father, we celebrate Jesus, the one who all of your promises are yes and amen in and through. Father, would you speak to our hearts as we gather around your word, both here in the sanctuary and for the children and children's church. Father, you, the God who is alive and active in our midst, speak. Speak, Lord, for we, your people, are listening. Help us for your glory, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Before